This is Peter Rodman going off with you on WXNAFM.org and WXNA 101.5 in Nashville. We're back talking with Wayne Moss, and he's the guitar player on so many. It's really countless hits. People say that all the time. It's countless, trust me. We're just off mic talking about Fabian. You toured with Fabian.
Yeah, he was part of a tour that I was on with Bobby Vinton, and I did record with him. Let me tell you a story of what happened. Fabian was one of those people that they kind of programmed to do whatever he was going to do in the order that was supposed to be done. And I was with the Brenda Lee Band, and we were backing him up. And he had two songs that he had to do. One of them was You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog, and the other was Hound Dog Man, I want to... Okay, so one of them was in E, and the other was in A flat. I kicked off the wrong one in E, and he was started singing the other song, and I thought, oh, my God. So I looked around, and there he was in A flat, singing the other song.
Turn me loose, I say. This is the first time I ever felt this way. Gonna get a thousand kicks, or kiss a thousand chicks, so turn me loose.
You know, he was told to do what he was told to do in the order that he did it, and so he wasn't going to change, even if I kicked off the wrong song. He was fun to work with, but that same package show had Brenda Lee, had Bill Black combo. Take a look at it in a minute and see. But
One word about Fabian. If you are interested in what it must be like to be a teen idol, he was pretty much plucked off his front porch in Philly, if I'm not mistaken. Chosen for his looks, not his voice. There's a just to direct you folks out there to a fascinating piece of film. If you can find it online someplace, there used to be a show on called Hollywood and the Stars, narrated by James Cotton, the great actor, and he was the narrator. And they had a two-part special on teenage idols, and the part with Fabian is astounding. I'm going to send it to you, Wayne. But we're talking with Wayne Moss here, and it's all about how miserable he was backstage because he was pretty much their puppet. And they, as you said, they told him what to do. So he'd be running and the girls tear off his shirts and stuff. But he looked absolutely, it's the best behind the scenes cinema verite thing I've ever seen just about in terms of rock and roll. And it precedes Don't Look Back with Dylan or Let It Be the Beatles.
Yeah, that was some fun times.
Well, you mentioned Brenda Lee, and that was one of your earliest breaks, wasn't it?
Brenda Lee was the first band I worked. Well, I worked with the Casuals. The leader of that band was Buzz Kaysen, and he owns Creative Workshop Studios,
and he wrote Everlasting Love, and let's see, help me out.
He and Matt Gaden actually, but he had a another fellow worked in the band named Richard Williams, and Richard Williams had a couch that he bought at a furniture store downtown where my mother worked. And one day he came in there to make a payment and said, "Do you all know anybody who plays guitar? We need a guitar player." My mother said, "Yes."
Your mom is everywhere in your studio and in your life.
That's right. I dedicated my new book to her, and it's first page you turn, we'll have her picture in it. But I worked with Brenda Lee for a while, with the Casuals, and that led into being the road band for Brenda Lee.
We're talking with Wayne Moss on WXNA this morning. I know that the Casuals eventually morphed into the Escorts, and that these two are more or less almost cult bands. I had never heard of either till I got to Nashville and saw you being interviewed at the Country Music Hall of Fame. But these are seminal acts in a certain way. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, it actually, I was in both bands, but the Casuals were the first rock and roll band in Nashville, period. And the best rock and roll band, according to the Nashville scene, was Charlie McCoy and the Escorts. And that's quite an understatement. It's we were actually the backup band on Blonde on Blonde. I know they like to call it the Nashville Cats, but it was Charlie McCoy and the Escorts is who it was.
Who's that?
Yeah, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox head. yes, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox head. Well, you must tell me, baby, how your head feels under something like that. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox head. Well, you look so pretty in it. Honey, can I jump on it sometime? Well, you look so pretty in it, and I just wanna see if it's an expensive kind. You know it balances on your head just like a mattress balances on a bottle of wine. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox head. Well, if you wanna see the sunrise, honey, I know where. We'll go out and see it sometime. We'll both just sit there and stare. You with my belt wrapped around your head and me just sitting there in your brand new leopard skin pillbox head. Skin pillbox head. Well, I see you got a new boyfriend. Yes, I never seen him before. Then I saw you making love with him. You forgot to close the garage door. You might think he wants you for your money, but I know what he really wants you for. It's a brand new leopard skin pillbox head.
When I start thinking about Blonde on Blonde, we could do a whole day on just that. Okay, but I'll ask an off-the-wall question because I don't want to ask all the same questions you've heard so many times before. From the musician's perspective, you're in the room and Dylan's scribbling lyrics all night long as I've read for, let's say, Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands, which is one of the all-time great records, in my opinion. And so much of the stuff is obviously just a take or two on the up-tempo numbers especially. But on that one, there's something going on, and yet it's 11 minutes and, I don't know, 22 seconds long, and nothing was a whole side long at that time. That itself is a pioneering thing, but to have complicated poetry and almost no change beyond the initial two-line melody, it pretty much goes on, and that's it. No chorus, no middle eight.
Yeah, that's true, and that we started out recording that at 2 o'clock in the evening, and Dylan showed up for the session at 6, and about 8:30 the next morning we were done with it, and we took two cuts total, and I think they ended up taking the first one. But we pretty much had our part down. It's just that he wanted to change a lyric here and a lyric there, so we drank a lot of coffee and played ping pong and did stuff till he was ready to do it.
And when he was ready, was he ever? And so was Wayne Moss on guitar, along with Al Cooper, Hargis Pig Robbins, Joe South, Kenny Buttrey, Charlie McCoy. This is an epic. It's not just a sidelong song. It's more like a painting. It's something you stand in a museum and look at, or in this case, listen to, from all different angles and all different viewpoints, and it's endless like all great art. You can read into it all kinds of meanings. Bob Dylan on WXNN.
With your mercury mouth in the missionary times, and your eyes like smoke, and your prayers like rhymes, and your silver cross, and your voice like chimes. Oh, who do they think could bury you with your pockets well protected at last, and your streetcar visions which you place on the grass, and your flesh like silk, and your face like glass. Who could they get to carry you? Sad-eyed lady of the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophet says that no man comes. My warehouse has my Arabian drums. Should I put them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait? With your sheets like metal and your belt like lace and your deck of cards missing the jack and the ace, and your basement clothes and your hollow face, who among them didn't think he could outguess you? With your silhouette when the sunlight dims into your eyes, where the moonlight swims, and your matchbook songs and your gypsy hymns, who among them would try to impress you? Sad-eyed lady of the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophets say that no man comes. My warehouse has my Arabian drums. Should I put them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait? The kings of Tyrus with their convict list are waiting in line for that geranium kiss, and you wouldn't know it would happen like this. But who among them really wants just to kiss you? With your childhood flames on your midnight rug, and your Spanish manners and your mother's drugs and your cowboy mouth and your curfew plugs. Who among them do you think could resist you? Sad-eyed lady of the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophets say that no man comes. My warehouse eyes, my Arabian drums. Should I leave them by your gate, oh sad-eyed lady, should I wait? Oh, the farmers and the businessmen, they all did decide to show you where the dead angels are that they used to hide. But why did they pick you to sympathize with their side? How could they ever mistake you? They wished you'd accepted the blame for the farm, but with the sea at your feet and the phony false alarm and with the child of the hoodlum wrapped up in your arms, how could they ever have persuaded you? Sad-eyed lady of the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophets say that no man's come. My warehouse has my Arabian drums. Should I leave by your gate, oh sad-eyed lady, should I wait? With your sheet metal memory of Canary Row and your magazine husband who one day just had to go, and your gentleness now, which you just can't help but show. Who among them do you think would employ you? Now you stand with your thief, you're on his parole, with your holy medallion in your fingertips now that fold, and your saint-like face and your ghost-like soul. Who among them could ever think he could destroy you? Sad-eyed lady of the Lord, where the sad-eyed prophet say that no man comes. Now warehouse has my Arabian drums. Should I leave them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait?